Welcome to this month's edition of CLAC's audio series. Every third Friday of the month, the Agitprop Committee of the CLAC, Convergence des Luttes Anticapitalistes, presents an anti-capitalist commentary based on the alphabet, a letter, a word, a discussion. Rather than following alphabetical order, we are following the news, V as in violence, D as in debt, or S as in surveillance. You can find previous editions of the Abécédaire on our website at clac-montreal.net/abécédaire. Today we will be tackling the letter D as in deportation with analysis from Solidarity Across Borders and featuring sounds from actions happening during SAB's month against deportation.
Welcome aboard Air Solidarity Across Borders. We encourage everyone here today to question the comfort and convenience with which they cross borders. We're here today at the Montreal International Airport, where deportations take place every day. Here, while some are able to board international flights and travel with relative ease, others find themselves detained and deported. At this airport, migrants are separated from their families and loved ones and forcibly sent back to places where they face violence and precarity. This is part of an immigration system and fortified border security that's led to an unprecedented number of migrant deaths worldwide. Here in Canada, it's estimated that more than 500,000 migrants live without status, do not have access to essential services, and often live in constant fear of deportation. We're here today to denounce the arbitrary nature and violence of borders.
That was Solidarity Across Borders organizer Amy welcoming travelers aboard Air Solidarité Sans Frontières at an action at Montreal's International Airport on the 4th of June. A 30-plus member marching band along with migrant justice activists entered the departures section of the airport. With banners unfurled, the band began its rendition of Ouvrez les Frontières by Tikinja Fakouli, the sound bursting to all corners of the airport. This action kicked off the month against deportations to denounce the violence, racism, and oppression of border controls and their daily impact on tens of thousands of people in Montreal. To learn more about the form and function of Canada's border controls and immigration system, we turn to Roslyn Wong, also an organizer with Solidarity Across Borders.
Canada perpetuates this mythology about itself being a welcoming, tolerant, multicultural land of opportunity, when in reality, Canada's nation-state at its foundations has been based on the displacement and genocide of Indigenous peoples and the destruction of their lands. Migration is very much a part of this nation-building project and has always been regulated based upon Canada's economic and state interests. There are detention centres all across Canada, the largest being in Laval, just north of Montreal. At any given point in time, entire families are being detained, as well as unaccompanied minors, so children without either of their parents. More and more money, an unprecedented amount actually, is being invested by Canada into detaining and deporting migrants quicker and faster, whereas the processes to actually look at applications and accept migrants to stay are slowly being gutted. Canada is one of the few countries in the world where there are no limits on how long someone can be detained. Detentions have been justified to the Canadian public, often by citing public safety concerns or the need to protect Canadians. But the truth is that the vast majority of people who are being detained have no criminal charges and are actually there for reasons like lacking proper ID documents or because the agent had the slightest suspicion that they wouldn't leave on their removal date. Living in Canada without legal status implies an enormous amount of stress and fear, which is only compounded by the fact that these people lack access to even the most basic and essential services.
Detention and deportation have always been a key part of Canadian border enforcement. So too is a system that favors temporariness over permanency. This is not reflective of a quote-unquote broken immigration system. The denial of permanent residency to migrant workers, overwhelmingly of color, is precisely what makes them precarious and exploitable, and hence an ideal workforce for state and capital interests. It's important to make the links between the Canadian model of managed migration and Canadian colonialism. Canada is built on the colonization and commodification of Indigenous peoples, their resources, and their lands. This ongoing displacement and dispossession of Indigenous communities creates the very capitalist market for disposable, exploitable labor and allows for racist policies that normalize and justify the exclusion of people of color from full status in Canada. Immigration in Canada is increasingly dominated by corporate interests. These interests profit from the detention and deportation of migrants, growing border securitization, and employer-driven temporary worker programs that tie workers to their Canadian employers. In 2013, Canada spent over $54 million to incarcerate migrants in detention centers run with private companies such as G4S and Garda. Privatization has meant that migrants are increasingly regarded by the state as exploitable commodities through their criminalization and precarious status. We turn again to Rosalind Wong of Solidarity Across Borders.
As people involved in migrant justice struggles, we have a responsibility to make sure that we're not furthering the dispossession and displacement of Indigenous peoples across Turtle Island. We can reject this idea of Canada as this humanitarian country being overrun or taken advantage of by undeserving or job-stealing migrants, and instead begin to build around principles of Indigenous sovereignty, respect and responsibility towards one another and to the land. Here in Montreal, many community groups like the Immigrant Workers Center, Solidarity Across Borders, Mexicans United for Regularization, AGIR, and Temporary Workers Associations are organizing with migrants around day-to-day challenges such as working conditions and sharing strategies and experiences on how to navigate the system. We try to break isolation through events like community dinners and art and performance shows, and push for changes to immigration policy through media campaigns and public actions. This is part of a larger struggle happening across Turtle Island, and similar efforts are taking place in different Canadian cities.
As an ongoing effort to break the isolation Roz speaks about, Solidarity Across Borders declared June 2016 a month against deportations. Check out the website solidarityacrossborders.org for a full listing of events. This coming Monday, June 20th, there will be a concert entitled Rockin' Roma 3. It's a benefit show to support the struggle of the Lakatos family, who are facing deportation to anti-Roma racist violence in Hungary. On June 24th and 25th, a mural painting party and picnic will be taking place. You are all invited to join us this June and into the future. Not one more deportation. Damn with colonial borders. Thanks for listening to CLAC's ABCDL for this month. CLAC's ABCDL series takes place every 3 weeks on Fridays off the hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. The interview you heard today with Rosalind Wong was taken from the film In the Shadow of Borders. Stay tuned to CKUT 90.3 FM.